Hi everyone, and thank you for joining us in another episode of Lit Publishing's podcast, Lit Radio. My name is Miro, and as always, I will be your host for today's show. And again, thank you very much for joining us on this special edition of Lit Radio. It is the 25th anniversary series for Lit Publishing. And once again, we are very delighted that you've joined us here, and hopefully you enjoyed the first two podcasts in our series with founder and CEO of Lit, Marcelino. But today we are joined by LID UK's General Manager, Martin Liu. How are you today, Martin?
I'm very good, Miro. Thank you.
It's great to have you on the podcast, and it's been a long time coming. We've been discussing you being on the show for a long time, and it's finally happening. So yeah, thanks very much.
Indeed. I've been looking forward to it, Miro. Thank you.
Great. And of course, for those listening, Martin is the General Manager here at LID Publishing. But let's give some background to the audience as well. His career has been in publishing, and in 1989, he joined Random House UK as editor of non-fiction and business books. In 1993, he joined HarperCollins as senior commissioning editor for the academic and professional division. In 1996, he was hired by Orion Publishing as publishing director to start up a new imprint, Orion Business, which became one of the leading publishers of business books in Europe. In 2001, he became associate publisher of Profile Books, where he was responsible for all business publishing. In 2004, he co-founded Sign Books, an independent business and self-help publisher, which was acquired by Marshall Cavendish in 2009, and for which Martin became the UK publisher. Then, in 2012, we've come today to LID Publishing, where he became the general manager and publisher of its UK operations. And also, I happen to know that he is a very good golfer and table tennis player as well.
Thank you, Miro.
And I've experienced it firsthand. It's a big challenge. But without further ado, Martin, let's get into today's podcast. And as we're on the 25th anniversary of LID, there's a lot to talk about. But the first question I have for you is actually, what got you into the publishing industry, and how did this all begin?
Well, I mean, I specifically wanted to work in book publishing, and I guess I knew that when I was at university. So after completing my first degree and also my MA, I took a postgraduate course in publishing, and through that I was fortunate enough to get onto the graduate program at Random House.
Great. And today's topic is the publishing industry as a whole, because as we are now in 2018, the industry has gone over major changes, and we see it every day, I think. And personally, for me, there's never been more exciting time than it is now to work in publishing. And leads me into the next question, which is, what actually drew you to business books in specific? And how does it differ from other areas of the marketplace?
Well, I guess I always thought I would publish history books, to be quite frank, when I first started in publishing, until I discovered business books at Random House. I think what really drew me into business books, I guess three things. The subject matter itself is vast and so relevant to the world. And also the authors who tend to be, you know, very ambitious and at the cutting edge of their particular field, which is very exciting. And, well, business is global and international. And I enjoyed that part of it very much.
Yeah, and actually for me personally, as I've been working for LID, what really sticks out for me is that the way we work with authors and the development cycle of producing a book and being an author is not a simple thing to do. And that's a part that I really enjoy, seeing authors develop and also seeing us as a publisher develop with them. That for me is personally what I enjoy about working here. But what about yourself? Is there anything that you enjoy specifically about the job?
Rather like you, working with authors, you know, to develop their ideas or thinking into book format. That is definitely a key motivation for me and always has been. But I also very much enjoyed the part about working across borders, you know, whether, you know, that be with authors or other publishers or organizations in general. You know, that's very interesting, very rewarding. You know, an example of that is our work in China over the past 3 years. I think, you know, that's been tremendously eye-opening even for myself, and the results are also very you know, are very rewarding. I'm also very excited with new projects that we're developing with our Japanese partners over the coming 2 years. I think that also will open new doors for LID.
Yeah, and that's very interesting, because when you think about the Far East, and especially our business within China. It is very interesting to see how the country really has opened up, especially when it comes to publishing and business publishing, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs, there's a lot of different business ventures going on there, but you don't really hear about it in the West. And it's quite fascinating to actually, you know, read about these people that have gone on there and that they're using the free market and they're creating all these great things. How has that been as an experience for you, having to, you know, go there and interact with a business world which is very different to ours?
I mean, Japan is very interesting, or Asia in general is quite interesting. I mean, in those parts of the world, I mean, business books are very much at the front of any bookstore that you would go into. I mean, normally in the UK, you would find business books either, you know, on the top floor or in the basement. So that's already quite a difference for me from a publishing point of view.
Yeah, and I can actually testify to that as well. I was very fascinated upon visiting a bookstore in the middle of Shibuya, actually, in Tokyo. And business books were right there. They were taken very seriously. Mm. And people really do take their time with them. And I think that's absolutely fascinating. But it leads me into this next question, and that's about change, because I think the publishing industry really is changing. But can you perhaps pinpoint down for us, what do you think is the biggest change that has taken part in the last 25 years of publishing?
That's a really good question. I mean, from my point of view, probably the emergence of social media as a tool for promoting and perhaps even publishing content and authors has been, you know, a major factor in terms of change over the past 25 years. Although, you know, one could argue, you know, digital technology in general has been the main driver of change in publishing.
Yeah, and that's interesting because as we've seen here at Lid, things like online book clubs, just interaction between authors and readers on social media is really changing the way that you can actually promote something and that you can give a perspective to an audience. But at the same time, what do you think that the traditional publishing house still has to offer in the day of the e-reader and technology?
I mean, I see the e-reader or e-books as, you know, a medium for people to gain access to content and authors, but that content still requires, you know, a certain amount of expertise and input of publishers to refine and, you know, to present so that, you know, the reading experience for the reader is of, you know, a relatively high standard. So I very much believe that even traditional skill sets found in publishing houses are going to be relevant, you know, going into the future.
And that's really interesting because as those listening, you might have noticed that in our last episode with Marcelino, he had a very interesting view, which he said that in the future, the two will begin to merge in a way, and you will see the wisdom and the effort of the traditional publishing house actually merging with the way technology operates. Mm. And it's his opinion that we'll go way beyond the e-reader. And as a matter of fact, it might not even be around in the next 10, 15 years, which yeah. I think is quite a revolutionary thought to even fathom. But how do you see publishing evolving in the future?
Well, as much as I love paper, it's almost inevitable that, you know, publishing will be completely digital in the future. But in, you know, with specific regards to business publishing, I think there are two points which, again, I think Marcelino mentioned earlier. I think marketing, you know, will determine the absolute winners. You know, writing a book is only just half the battle. It's just the beginning. You know, you do need a proper strategy and a sustained, you know, set of activities over a longer period of time if you really want to, you know, bring your book or your ideas, you know, to an audience. So even your core audience needs to be constantly engaged and then re-engaged again if you want your message to really stand out. There will be so much content, I believe, in the future, and that content will be easily publishable. It's just a matter of, you know, whether you get your content to be noticed or not. But also, I think globalization in general is going to have a major effect. You know, English, Spanish, Chinese, those are going to be the three key languages in business publishing, at least. And so therefore, authors and publishers will have to, you know, provide a solution for that in the future.
Yeah, and that's really interesting, the point that you touch on there, which is to do with content. Now, there were a few years ago, I had a discussion with a colleague then of mine, and I said, you know, in the future, we will have people whose entire job will be content management, just like a librarian would within a physical library. And he thought that to be a rather weird way to think about things. But as we've seen with learning management systems and CMSs and so many different ways to consume content, that's actually now become a real thing. It is a real job. We need people to actually manage just the huge inflow of content in there, which I think is astounding.
It's going to be one of the greatest challenges, actually, for people who, you know, produce content and also those who publish content. I mean, yeah, how do you make, you know, good content?
Yeah, and how do you make it stand out? Yeah, and exactly. Now, the last question I have for you, Martin, is, I think, a bit of an all-rounder. And as we go into the 25th anniversary of Lynn, and as we are now well into 2018, it's the month of March, where do you perhaps see Lyd in another 25 years or so?
Well, I hope still around somewhere. But I believe that, you know, what Lyd offers, hopefully, is this ability to help authors in particular, you know, bring out content which makes a difference to their, to them, to themselves individually, but also to their business. In 25 years, I would hope that Lyd would still present itself as being a publisher with all these traditional skills that publishers offer to authors, but also developing a model where authors can really bring their content to the audiences that they want.
Yeah, and I think it all goes back to this idea of value and development, and it's something that I think we take very seriously here at Lyd, and it's always great to see it come to fruition. But with that, I would like to thank you very much for joining us on today's podcast, Martin. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Miro.
And of course, for our audience, if you enjoyed our conversation today on the state of the publishing industry, of course, and what we talked about in a previous podcast with Marcelino and Lyd's 25th anniversary, please do check out the links below. You can find out more information about what's currently going on with Lyd. And of course, our celebrations. I'm sure there will be plenty of things that you can get involved with. And we very much love hearing back from our audience. So with that, again, I would like to thank you very much. And you can find Lyd Radio at all social media platforms at Lyd Radio. Give us your feedback, give us your input. We always look forward to it. And we'll be seeing you tomorrow with the next episode in our 25th anniversary series. And once again, we will see you soon.